What's the common interpretation of business agility, and is it the best interpretation? That's this week on the Badass Agile Podcast. Greetings, team. Welcome to the Badass Agile Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Williams. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you, as always, for following, for listening, for subscribing. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you, and I'm so happy to see so many new people jumping on, making comments, following, sending in questions. Thank you so much for everything you do. Listen, I want you to help change the way businesses, small and especially large, think about agile. But first, let's remember why we're here. To create an elite tribe of leaders who truly serve their clients and communities by doing what matters and what works, relentlessly chasing value and excellence like a badass. There are so many resources about what you need to do to be agile, but we're focused on who you need to become in order to lead teams. So let's hammer down those fundamentals to create a unique and powerful force in this industry. And if this helps you, tell your friends. And don't forget to check out my daily Agile Inspirations for Leaders by subscribing to my email list. You get a preview of next week's posts and a free video to help you align your week with strength and focus delivered right to your inbox. You can also submit your coaching or leadership questions all at badassagile.com. So go sign up and post your questions today. Agile has come to be associated with software, IT, and tech. Understandable, since that's its heritage. And it seems to make perfect sense that our thinking stays right there. Because software is something we can easily deliver in increments, right? And which eventually needed to move from a gated waterfall process to an iterative one. But for whatever reason, the thinking has stopped there. Too often, when you begin discussions about Agile with new groups, they immediately go to what software solutions their team uses and how they could use Agile to deliver it more effectively. At best, business agility means aligning business planning and execution around the Agile delivery of their technology assets. Now, while it's true that changing our view of IT from a vendor to a partner, one who works collaboratively every day to deliver technological advances as tangible value, will help the business be more nimble, we've forgotten about the way that business runs its business. What about the delivery of the non-technical components of its strategy? Now, the agile industry is more likely to get this right. Great definitions of business agility are out there, but almost all of them have a second paragraph that mentions technology, software, solutions, or IT. Business agility should be properly defined as implementing and adapting agile mindsets and techniques to simplify and optimize the path to any desired outcome. So put another way, what is it that you want to make other than software? Because we already know that agile can help us make that. And is there an agile way to make it? Ask yourself the following questions. What is our actual product? What's the value that you want to put out into the world? And don't think it must be, again, a piece of software. Is it a book? Is it a philosophy? Is it a tennis court? Is it whatever? Whatever the thing is that you want to deliver, is the scope of that product then flexible? That means, are we prepared to negotiate what we get and what we get first as a way of controlling the continuous dynamic of money and time? And the third question is, does it bring competitive advantage to deliver parts of this product and still have it be valuable? Even if the value is a private proof of concept or justification to invest further. The last question is, do you want to focus a team and their time on the relentless delivery of this initiative, as opposed to splitting them across 20 different initiatives and they only get to work on this for 20 minutes a week? If you can answer these questions, and if those last couple of statements prove true, I challenge you to find a way to take that product vision, just like you would if it were a software solution, and create a backlog that can be prioritized, broken into smaller pieces, broken into releases, and make a case for using at least some agile method to get the most important things into the hands of customers who need it as early and as often as possible. If you expect Agile to grow, to spread, and to survive, it has to change and morph as the customer landscape changes. We can't just apply these principles to how we code, but to how we offer customer experiences at large. We no longer live in a time where a one-week turnaround is acceptable. It's not how we buy things. It's not how we want to be treated as customers. Not just in retail spaces, but in our financial and government institutions, in healthcare and education, everywhere. If we can't bring Agile out of the realm of IT, it will continue to be seen as an IT thing. We have tremendous opportunity to move the value that Agile brings to every area of business and general performance. So not only does this include how we fulfill demand for physical product, but also how we learn and teach, how we entertain and inspire, how we deliver overall business strategies, how we create policies and procedures, how we hire and develop people, how we provide services to customers, how we provide service to communities, how we plan events and campaigns, how we solve large and complex social problems, and how we improve things that are stuck in tradition or outright broken. And hey, I'm just getting started. Now, all of this requires that we as practitioners are prepared to move beyond the four walls of technology. We have to learn how to understand and embrace all of the aspects of business, to care about them and the human needs that they serve. We have to have a burning desire to do everything we do better, and not limit ourselves to the speed at which we produce code. If we think in agile ways, we can have deep impact on every aspect of business. And once we start to think that way and experience the change that's possible, we could easily change the world, all by redefining what's possible and changing our focus. In Agile, we have a tremendous gift in our hands to break through traditional ways of thinking and acting and become more effective people. So this week, I challenge you to look for those opportunities and to do exactly that. And don't forget to share your stories with the team. Folks, thank you for listening. You can reach out at badassagile.com or find me on Twitter at badass_agile. I'll see you next time, and until then, stay badass.